back on top of the world. Rory McIlroy is once again the number one golfer in the world, thanks to another big win. His victory at the weekend, to beat Sergio Garcia in the WGC, came hot on the heels of winning the Open, the third major of his career. So, what do you reckon? Is young Rory the best sportsman this wee country we call Northern Ireland has ever produced? John Laverty from the Belfast Telegraph. Morning, John.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, and the racing pundit, John McCrurick. Good morning, Mr. McCrurick.
Morning, Stephen.
I don't know why we've let you on. What do you think, John? Is he the best we've ever had? John Laverty first, then we'll come to you, McCrurick. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, you've got two Johns on this morning, Stephen. Oh. Yes, I think actually it's terrific that we're even having this discussion, because so many sports people from Northern Ireland have reached the top of their profession in the world, and you could argue for so many of them, but for me it's Rory, because he's now dominating, you know, the hardest sport in the world to master, you know, the hardest, the most unforgiving sport, golf, and it's also the hardest sport to dominate. I mean, if you look at the history of sport, there's only really been two or three players have really, really dominated golf. Tiger Woods, of course, being one, and his time is gone. And the great Jack Nicklaus. Now is Rory's time, and winning majors is such a difficult thing. And to win one, you could be lucky enough. Ordinary players have won one major, but really special players win multiple majors. And Rory is a really special player, a player who was the world number one about 13, 14 months ago. Has now retained that. I think he's going to be number one for a long time now.
No, you disagree, McCrurick. Tell us why.
Well, I don't want to run down what Rory's done. Absolutely fantastic. And as John was saying, the top of the world. And he, in one respect, he is correct. If worldwide you took a poll of a known sportsman from Northern Ireland, Rory would come out on top. But I put up AP McCoy for very different reasons. But not in any way to denigrate Rory McIlroy. It was magnificent. The first three birdies he got just sort of flattened Garcia, didn't it, on Sunday
night. Why do you think McCoy beats him then?
Well, McCoy beats him, I think, for the extraordinary length of time he's done it. 19 times champion. Think of the injuries he's got. Every time Rory McIlroy goes on the golf course, he knows he's going to return. AP doesn't. Ambulances follow AP round every time he rides. Every time there's a race meeting on, there are three ambulances out at the course, obviously for the spectators as well. But that is a different kind of sport. That the intense physical challenge that AP has undergone, you just have a look at the injuries that he has sustained. And 19 times champion, the dedication that is, the starvation he has to go through, the weight factor, the whole time he can't eat exactly what he wants. So I think overall, AP is in front of Rory, but that is not to denigrate Rory, and I fully accept that it was a worldwide poll taken. People who have heard of Rory McIlroy who wouldn't have heard of AP McCoy, just same as in cricket.
John?
People around the world haven't heard of Alistair Cook or Sir Ian.
Go on, Mr. Laverty.
They've heard of Rory McIlroy.
Well, he's absolutely right, but in many ways, John is describing any jump jockey, and I think the problem is that... For the last 20 years, Tony McCoy has dominated the scene. But let's face it, he has had the best horses. I mean, especially in the first decade of his career with Martin Pipe. I mean, unfortunately, in racing, it's the beast itself gets all the credit. And I mean, yes, of course, Tony's had all his virtually every bone in his body broken, but. So has most other jump jockeys. It is a very, very dangerous sport. But Tony has had a lot of advantages. I'm not denigrating him by any way. I'm so proud of Tony McCoy, but the way I'm so proud of so many of our sports people. But for him, he has had terrific horses. And now, of course, with the J.P. McManus Stadium, John Joe O'Neill, he's still riding the best horses. And I think that does give him a slight advantage now.
Well, here's Joe with an alternative view. Morning, Joe.
Morning, Stephen. I have to agree with John McCrurick that Tony McCoy certainly would be better than Rory Dunlap or Rory McIlroy, but Joey Dunlap is the best sportsman ever come out of Northern Ireland.
Joey Dunlap?
Absolutely.
Now, why would he pick McIlroy and McCoy?
Well, for a start, Rory's running about hitting a wee ball in the hole with a stick. that boy.
You can't talk about golf like that.
Well, that's the way I look at it, Stephen. Anybody can do that.
Wish I could.
Anybody can do it. I don't know. What's Ray won in the last week or two, John Laverty? It's a few million dollars, isn't it? I don't think anybody can do it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, what he has won, obviously, is he won the Bridgestone at the weekend, and obviously he won the Open at Hoylake, which is his third major. He's got a long way to go. But John McCraig mentioned it earlier. You know, the global appeal of McIlroy is what actually, to me, lifts him above Tony McCoy. It's really hard to compare the top man in one sport with the top man in another. We're lucky that we have so many, and down the years too, with people like Alex Higgins and George Best. But John actually put his finger on it earlier on. Rory McIlroy, I hate to use this cliche, but he really does put Northern Ireland on the map. I've been lucky enough to be all over the world, you know, with my job in the past. But whenever you try and explain what Northern Ireland means to people, they don't really understand. But then if you give them a name, and now the name is Rory McIlroy, you're trying to say where you come from, they don't understand, and then you say Rory McIlroy, they go, oh yes, Rory McIlroy. He literally has put Northern Ireland on the map this time, and he's done it at the most global of sports. The problem with even George Best, he wasn't that well known to half the world. You know, Alex Higgins, there's only certain parts of the world where snooker is very, very popular. And unfortunately for Tony McCoy, I mean, he dominates a sport that's only really popular in United Kingdom, Ireland and France. I mean, so Tony McCoy is never, unfortunately, going to be the worldwide, you know, the global sporting icon. But Rory McIlroy is, and because he's dominating this most difficult, this most global of sports, that's why he gets my vote.
John's absolutely right on that issue. It's like Muhammad Ali, isn't he? Muhammad Ali, known throughout the world, probably the most recognised face in the world, even now, probably, individually, will be Muhammad Ali for boxing. But you've got to say, there's more to it than just worldwide recognition. There is the intensity of the sport. And when you think, it's easy to say to compare Rory with Nicklaus and with Player and all Bobby Jones and all that kind of thing in golf. But he has, I say, only, and that's a travesty to use that word, only won three. Here, for 19 times champion jockey. Of course he gets the better horses now. I fully accept that. But the rides that he gives horses that are very modern, selling plates and all that kind of thing. Fantastic example. People to be at a race course to see AP McCoy.
Here's Pat and Yuri here has taken exception to what one of you said. Go ahead, Pat. Morning to you.
Yeah, Stephen, the first John that was on there, he described golf as the hardest sport in the world.
Was that McCraig or Laverty?
Oh yeah, well it is the hardest sport in the world. It's the hardest sport in the world to dominate. I mean
must be joking.
You get four opportunities a year, you know, to win a major. You know, there are only three people in history who have won more, gone to double figures.
So Pat, why do you disagree with them?
Well, I'm not talking about the skill of the sport. I'm talking about it being described as the hardest sport in the world. When you look at some people that train hours every day, you look at marathon runners collapsing on the line, you look at tennis players playing to exhaustion. And this man, you know, it's just the statement that he said that it was the hardest sport in the world. I mean, when I grew up, everybody that couldn't do anything else went to golf. You know, if you couldn't play football, you went to golf.
Well,
they don't even pull their own carriage. Somebody does that, Fulham. And they've got lovely gloves and lovely trousers. But to describe it as, and they counter to the next hole, and to describe it as the hardest sport in the world, it's unbelievable.
You know, I'm laughing myself here, but you're talking about physical. I mean, if you're talking purely physical,
no, I'm talking about skills as well.
If you're talking purely physical, actually, the hardest sport in the world is probably cycling. You know, the fittest sports people in the world are cyclists. You know, I'm not talking about just physical. I'm talking about there's a mental agility to it as well, and especially with golf because it takes so much concentration over such a long period of time over 4 days. And that's what I mean. I don't mean, obviously, that Roy's fitter or puts more physical effort into it. Of course he doesn't.
Well, now here's Alan and Dennis Gillam with another alternative. Morning, Alan.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Alan.
Dennis Taylor.
Ah.
Now, look at the concentration and pressure them fellas be under from that championship. And the way he relaxed after he potted that famous black ball.
Yeah, but Taylor wouldn't be in the same league, would he, as McIlroy or McCoy, or would he?
I think so.
He wasn't at the very top of his game for so for as long.
He got there eventually.
Well,
I think so anyway.
Stephen?
Yes, John?
Could I ask you, widen the discussion, what is it in the water in Northern Ireland that produces fantastic sports persons, and men and women?
We're just born.
It's a tiny population.
John, you've seen my physique. You must know this by now. We're all born athletes.
I don't know what happened to you. I had the same gene as you had, so it is but seriously...
There is a serious point, isn't there? There is, and I'm not too sure. People are saying it out loud, but I'm not too sure, as a relatively small country...
Relatively?
How we are... if we're capitalising on it enough, John McCrurick?
Well,
because you're right, the amount of talent we have here compared to the size of our population is astonishing.
It is. And John named some of the names that we all know. And George Best, for instance, is absolutely right. But would he be known around the world, George Best? I'm afraid not. If you had an opinion poll around the world as a recognition factor, George Best wouldn't be on it. Rory McIlroy would. I accept Dennis Taylor. I love Dennis Taylor. What a wonderful man he is. But you can't say that he was a man who dominated snooker or anything like that for any period of time, great as he was with his black ball. And it's the kind of thing that you have to ask yourself, how is Northern Ireland able to produce what we recognise as world-class sportsmen and women?
Look, listen.
In such numbers compared to the size of the population?
If you lot in England were as talented as us, we would never hear the end of it. We know that to be true, John Laverty, don't we?
Oh, yes.
Some truth in that, yeah.
Of course, this is probably an opportune time, Stephen, to once again mention that Northern Ireland really does need a proper sports museum, because somebody mentioned Dennis Taylor there. No, Dennis did not dominate his sport. I mean, he won one world championship back in 1985, but he provided one of the great moments in Northern Ireland sport.
So what would we put in that museum then?
Oh, where do you start? What about Dennis Taylor's queue for a start? What about Rory McIlroy's old clubs before he gave them up for the multi-million dollar Nike ones?
Just tell me you wouldn't want it at the Mays. because then if it's at the Mays, who would agree and who wouldn't?
Well, Stephen, it's government land. It'll be cheap. But I think it should be in Belfast City Centre, where it would have the most maximum appeal.
It's not a bad idea.
Also, Stephen, very quickly, isn't it a great unifying thing? Rory McIlroy, AP McCoy, all the divisions there are in Northern Ireland, and let's hope they are being broken down in the present round. The Mays is pathetic. But isn't it wonderful that unifies all sides, whatever faction you belong, everyone looks up to Rory, to AP, and to other top sportsmen and women. Fantastic to bring the country together.
OK. Always nice to talk to you, Mr. McCrurick. Thank you. John Laverty, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you both. Morning.